Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
All right, guys, it's about that time. But I'm not just going to give you a life update for me. It's been a minute since we've done the relationship update. And everyone has been wondering, with this filter that I did a few weeks back, that honestly, it was my first. Like, I literally opened it up, I did the filter, and it said 2 weeks. And then Josh did his, maybe a week later or something like that, and it said we'd be engaged.
I think it was like the next day or the next night or something.
Mm.
And yeah. So genuine reaction from both of us and first, you know, filter what it said.
But we're here to tell everybody.
You want to tell
them? That we are not engaged.
And you are not the fiancé right now.
I think that we can probably talk a bit about the why. I think a lot of people are wanting us to take that step. And ultimately, obviously, it's going to be our decision and what we want, not what the world wants or not what an individual wants, right? So
right,
we can kind of discuss, I guess. If people have been following along anyway, they kind of know a little bit of how I feel. And Josh knows. I mean, I'll let you speak on it. You can speak how...
Well, no, you started. I was just going to start singing. I mean, since we're in the Swifty era, I was going to be like, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. The difference is that we could probably both sing that song in this instance.
Well, I mean, if you want to tell people your reservation, you can tell people your reservation.
You want me to tell them my reservation?
Yeah.
I don't even know what my reservation is. No, I think that, yeah, I'll go. I'll do the update. So I think the reservation on my end is me wanting to make sure 100% that you're ready. And we've talked through things in our obviously private life. We also talk about it on live or whatever, as you know, you are very outspoken and have more podcasts than we do, and also when we're online. But I think for my end, I obviously want you to be 100% in, and that is with, you know, all of the conversations that we've talked through, whether it's, you know, the move or the distance or the kids, the work, and, you know, conversations that we've had, things that come up, issues or little speed bumps or, you know, walls or whatever that is. I think my entire reservation, or the biggest reservation, obviously, is making sure that you're ready. One, not because I think, you know, you could say no, obviously, but wanting to make sure that you're not saying yes because it's expected by whoever, the world, you know, our families, our friends, each other. I want, when that time has come, that ultimately I'm saying yes to be able to take that step, and I want you to 100% be there as well to say, yep, I got nothing, I got no reservations, I'm 100% bought in. And that, and there's some, there's obviously some things that we have that we're have worked through. We're what, almost what, next week or this weekend, whatever we're recording this thing, we're almost at 8 months in. A lot of stuff that, you know, we've gone through, talked through, been through. So my big reservation is making sure you're 100% in, and that just goes into, you know, our private conversations and our day-to-day life for me on my end.
Well, thank you for sharing with the class. I love you for that. I love that you're not trying to rush me.
Yeah.
I love that you're paying attention and not just listening, like you're actually hearing the conversations that we have, reservations I might have. I appreciate that, and I love that very much. I think things are definitely different with our relationship. I mean, one, it's in the public eye.
Yeah.
You tend to put things out there more than I do, which is okay. We have those discussions. If I don't feel comfortable about something, which the other day, it was funny because we had the conversation about a video that was posted.
Yeah.
And Josh had posted a video. Well, we were in Target, and I was just really tired, and I just had my head on his shoulder, and we were just walking through Target. I didn't know. I looked down after I saw that he was recording. Didn't really know he was recording. So then later on, he put a caption on it, and it said something about when you want to go, but she doesn't want to go, but she's there, and now she's mad, and something like that. And right. I hadn't seen the video. He had posted the video. I hadn't seen it. And he's like, oh, this video is doing well. And I looked at it, and I was like, read your comments. And there were comments that were like, well, she should suck it up and it shouldn't be all about her and blah, blah. And I was like, Josh, you're making me look like a bitch. And he's like, what? I said, have I ever done that to you? He's like, absolutely not. I'm like, do you think I ever would? He's like, absolutely not. I'm like, but the world now thinks that I'm like that. And he's like, no, they don't. It's a joke. I'm like, if I took it that way, and several people in your comment section took it that way. He's like, yeah, but I mean, I think it's half and half. I said, there's no way that, and there was no argument about it at all. It was just a plain on discussion. Yeah. But I said, there's no way. I think it was already at like 58,000 within, you know, a few, whatever, minutes, less than an hour, whatever. And I said, there's no way you're going to be able to assure you or me that 58,000 people, that you don't know who those people are, did not take that as, wow, what a bitch. Wow, how selfish is she? Wow, this, this, and this. And I said, listen, I will own my stuff. If I did that to you or I do that to you, I will own it. I will let you keep that up there. And I will probably comment like, I sure did. But
right.
I said, that's really not a fair image that's being presented of me. And he literally was like, I'm taking it down. And I was like, well, let's talk through it. Yeah, I was like, let's talk through. And you're like, nope, I already took it down. And I was like, that right there shows me that he cares about me more than the social media side, more than likes or views or what have you. And it was just a, I don't want to say a hard conversation because I wasn't coming down on him, but it was, hey, let me look at it from this perspective. Because I said, if I put something up that made you look kind of like a dick and someone started saying that, I said, there's no way I can go back and, because there's, you don't know those 58,000 people and then their telephone game. Like, you don't know what they're thinking or who they are and what they're saying. Listen, I am well aware that there's a bit of a microscope. You know, when you reach when you reach a certain level on certain things, meaning in a relationship or whatever, there are additional eyes, you know, paying attention, and then there's additional comments. Oh, well, she's this or he's that, and you shouldn't be this and you shouldn't be that. And I try not to listen to it, right? Sure. I really do my best not to listen to it. But I also try not to post Josh all the time. And we've had this discussion too, because my content is my content, and that's what the majority of my followers are there for. They do love, as you know, watching us interact and stuff, but I'm not at that point where I'm like, I'm going to switch it over to us content. We've had that conversation. If that happens, it won't be on my page. It'll be a whole other page that we start. It may be even my backup, but it won't be. I don't want to lose who I am. And what I mean by that is, we have these conversations, Josh and I have these conversations all the time, that you do you, I do me, and then we do us. Yeah. Because I made a mistake in my marriage that when I stayed home, I'm not the type of person that can just idly sit at home. I just can't. That's just not, I mean, everyone listening to this podcast is like, duh. But
we all know. We're all
I stayed home to raise my son while my ex worked, and I still did work a little bit, but not to an extent that my mind needed different stimulation, and I just wasn't doing that. I was there with my son. I would go do some things, and then I would help run the soccer companies that I had. That it just, it was more like off-season stuff.
Right.
Excuse me. So I couldn't, I don't know, I just didn't have that adult interaction. I didn't have that, this is mine, this is his, this is ours type thing. So I explained that to Josh early on. I'm like, listen, I'm not putting you all over my page. I'm not changing my content to you. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. This is who I am. Yes, you'll be sprinkled in. At some point, if this was early on, if we get engaged, if it goes further, things will change a little bit. But I just don't foresee me changing my entire content, putting you and me as that forefront, and then that be it. There's nothing else.
Yeah.
So I'm still holding on to that, because I still believe that we each need to have our own thing and then also something together. So I feel like once a ring comes, once, I guess I should say, I'm okay with it. Once it comes.
No pressure. there's enough pressure coming from the world. And you're like, so once a ring comes.
Oh, my goodness. Like, don't even. Because you know, if I would have said, okay, 1,000,000% all in. I'll never change my mind. I'm not stubborn. I'm not this. I'm not that.
And as everybody jokes, give me 5 minutes. I'll run to Walmart and somewhere and snag something. Let's go.
Well, I know it's been 8 months, right? Yeah. In the next couple days, it'll be 8 months. Yes, we've definitely been through a lot. We've talked through a lot. And I think the older that you get, the more things you've been through, you kind of take a step back and say, okay, I see a flag there that was similar to what ended a relationship before, or was similar to something I didn't like in that relationship. Let me watch. Let me see. Is this the same? Is this not the same? I mean, listen, Josh is, I love this man, but this man is stubborn.
No.
And go ahead.
I can't even argue.
And he's like a baby. He could be a baby.
Listen, they can't see my face right now, but I just picked my jaw up off the floor.
Because he's in agreement. He's in agreement. He can pout.
Us men can be babies sometimes.
He's a powder. And so I had to get, there were things I had to get used to. Like, September was a rough month for us. We can talk about it now. September was a rough month, and here's what happened. I'm in this program through TikTok. I was told, hey, we need you to do this and this. And I'm like, okay, all right, I'm going to do it. Let's go. And it was a constant, I was working constantly. I was on live. I was burning the candle at both ends and in the damn middle. Like, it was a rough
go for me.
There
wasn't no candle. There wasn't no wick. It was just something was burning.
It was like ashes. I was literally like, something was burning.
Somehow there was, something was burning, but it was ashes. There was no candle. There was no wick, but it was burning.
It was burning. And it was just a constant, I was on the go, 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 work, 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 because they needed me to do this. They asked me to do this. It was just go, 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 go. And it was hard. Like, it was hard for me to be everything for everybody. So I'm burning this candle at both ends. It's nuts. I'm trying to still be a good mom. I'm trying to still be a good daughter, be a good girlfriend. And I literally feel like every day I'm failing. Well, I would go live and I would say, okay, well, I'm going to go live from this time to this time. And that just didn't happen. I would be a half hour later, 45 minutes later, hour later, whatever it was. And Josh literally threw a fucking hissy fit that entire month. I'm not pulling any punches about it. Literally threw a fit. You are not spending time with me. You care more about work. You care more about this. What about me? What about me? That's all I heard in my head was, what about me? What about me? What about me? Okay. And I'm like, what in the actual fuck is going on here? This man sees I am busting my ass working. He sees that I'm not out gallivanting around with anybody. I ain't doing anything other than working and being a mom. And it would be... And listen, I know, ladies, I know you've been here. Look, our sex life is amazing. Like, absolutely, like, chef's kiss amazing. But there will be times I was so flipping exhausted. I felt like I was almost asleep on one of them. I was like, not that it didn't feel good or anything, but I was like, I'm so freaking tired. But I'm still trying to, like, be... everything to everyone.
Could you say what you said before all of that? Like, it's the chef's kiss. Because you just
it is the chef's kiss.
Sandwich the bad with the good on
No, listen. Anybody out there that's been so freaking exhausted that they're basically feeling like a zombie day to day, minute to minute.
Right.
It was rough. September was rough. And I just didn't like. I didn't like the way Josh was not able to process. I said, this is for September. This will not be like this the next month. Only for September. This is what it's going to be like. And I didn't like the way that Josh processed that. It was too bad. You're not doing this. And it was a constant. If I stayed on live late, he would pout about it. If I went to bed and I still had to check some things on my phone and I still had to, like, wrap some things up, he was pouting about it. And I just literally was like, you know what? I can't do this. I mean, let's be honest. There were arguments in there because Josh was like, well, I need this. I'm like, I don't have it to give to you. I said, as a type A personality, coming to someone and saying, I can't do this was hard for me to say that anyway. So for me to come to him and be like, I can't do this. I can't give you this time, but I can on this or whatever. And Josh can attest to this. It's still this way now on some days, but I literally will wake up. The minute I wake up until my little happy tail and head hit that pillow, I'm done. Like, it is constant go, 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 go. I really do not sit down and eat bonbons during the day and chill out. That's just not what it's like.
Gluten-free bonbons. Gluten-free. If they made them, you eat those. But so they don't make gluten-free bonbons, you don't eat them.
Facts. So we struggle. The month of September, going into October, matter of fact, I think I was like, I'm done. You need to understand that being a mom is first and foremost. My job is second right now. And you're going to have to take that third, and it will mix a little bit, but you're going to have to take that third seat for this month. And technically, it was probably 2.5 weeks. So it's like, for these 2.5 weeks, you're going to have to switch modes with me, just understanding it is not long term. It is short term. I'm a great communicator about that. But you're going to do that. And he fucking pouted and wanted his way. And as stubborn as the both of us are, I'm like, no, you are a grown ass man. You are a parent. You should understand all of this and cut me a little bit of grace, knowing this is what's going on. So early October is like, bye. I'm like, when you go, I need a break. Don't come back. Go hang out there. And that was hard because obviously I love him. But in the same token, I'm like, I don't want someone that's going to pout. I don't want someone that is going to, lack of better terms when I wrapped my head around all of it, be controlling. So I thought, you're trying to control my time, or you're trying to control my job, or whatever it might be, you're trying to do that. And so we've had these discussions, and he's like, well, I just wanted your time. And here I was thinking, well, you had this time. And if it were me, I would move this around and do this. And I said, okay, that's fine. But I also had this, this, and this. So being able to, one, both of us take a step back.
Yeah.
Because we're both stubborn, but both of us take a step back and be like, okay, do we really love each other enough? Because I have never really believed when people are like, love is a choice. I'm like, whatever. You either love them or you don't. I genuinely do believe that statement now. Because I had a choice in saying, fuck this guy. He is not paying attention. I'm literally spelling it out, writing it on a chalkboard, writing it on a pigeon's back and having him mail it to you. Like, I literally was telling him every which freaking way, like, I can't do this for 2.5 weeks. And he just was like kicking and screaming and pouting. And I think I said it. I was like, I have a child in the other room. I do not need another one. Like, no, sir. No, thank you. So that was September was a struggle going into the beginning part of October. And we had a lot of work to do going through that, because I have told him, and even over Thanksgiving, we'll talk about that in a second. Literally, I'm like, no one will be able to control me. Like, it's just not going to happen. Some people love to be controlled. Some people love to control, like, whichever. And I just was like, listen, I see what you're doing. I don't like it. This is either got to change or we can't do this.
But to be fair, it was just what you said. It was the listening, hearing thing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't seeing it and trying to control all of that, where you needed, hey, I need this time for work and this time and this time. We were still spending time together.
Right.
To you, it was, hey, I'm working, but you're with me, so this is quality time. And I'm like, hey, you're working, and I'm just kind of tagging along because I'm like the whatever you want to call me. And I'm like, this isn't quality time. So I was,
well, for you, yes, because I was like, however I can implement you into whatever I was doing, whether it was running errands or doing this or doing that. I was trying to multitask and get time in with you as best as I possibly could. So we were spending time, but like you said, to you, you wanted different quality time. And I was just like, I don't have it. I don't have it. And you're like, meh, that's not good enough.
Well, you...
yeah. It's true.
So to be fair to that, yes, the presentation was obviously how I was trying to communicate with that with you. As great as our communication is, I was like in this other weird, like, I just can't communicate effectively to you. We can now and grown through that, right. But you were also in work mode, mom mode, and like Josh is trying to communicate with me and he's not doing it the right way. So like, this is what he's trying to do. But you were worked. I mean, you worked your rear end off the month of September.
And it was rough. Like I said, I don't want to do that again. Yeah. And that was one of the reasons why I had my conversation with powers that be. And I'm like, I have no interest in doing that as many hours as I did before. Right.
Yeah. And ultimately, what we came to realize and what I didn't do a good job of, you know, conveying to you is like, hey, I see, yes, let's be men, we can be selfish. Let's just be honest. So was I being selfish and that I wanted more and more because I wasn't, it wasn't, she was filling the quantity bucket. She wasn't filling my quality bucket. I wanted more quality. She was giving me as much quantity as she could give me. So I just wanted that moved over. So I wasn't doing a good job of communicating that to you. And then being able to try to get you to, you know, understand that what I was doing was trying to get it to help for you, which would help me. And all I did was just say, hey, it's about me. Because mm-hmm. You were up early, up in the middle of the night, up late, on live. And listen, anybody that's listening to this that goes live on TikTok, listen, I'm going on for an hour, you're lying. I'm going on for 2 hours, you're lying. It doesn't ever work like that, because we all get lost in that world of,
well, I say it's like Vegas. Like, you walk in,
you have no idea what,
and there's no clock, there's no whatever. You just keep going. But I think what bothered me was just, I looked at it as, I'm working, I'm trying to provide for my child, I'm trying to be one, first and foremost, a good mom, but second, a good employee, right? So I'm trying to do all of these things, and here I have my partner who's supposed to understand and can see me literally falling asleep with food in my hand in the bed. He's had to take food out of my hand and literally be like, babe.
No, multiple times.
So I'm like, this man sees that I'm just literally trying to be the best I can for everybody, and I'm suffering with my own self-care. I'm suffering with sleep. I'm suffering with all those things. And I'm like, here he is wanting more, 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 and more. I'm like, that is not okay. The guilt trips after being on live longer than I said I was going to be. I just flat out told him, I was like, that's toxic. That's toxic as shit. I'm like, I don't like it. And the good thing, yes, I'm outspoken, but I'm so happy I'm that way with you, because I feel like if I weren't, we would have broken up a long time ago. Because we would have never worked through any of it.
Right.
Any of it at all. So September, like, that was rough. Early October. And then things got better. Should we bring up Thanksgiving?
No.
He's got a smile on his face.
No. No, I think, and we can, you know, Thanksgiving is one of those things, obviously, in being, you know, you want to spend it with family, you want to spend it with your friends, your family, have a great time. And I will just say, I got into my own head on Thanksgiving with, you know, creating, and that's a part of, and I don't know, you can call it an overthinker, you can call it, you know, whatever some people want to call it, getting in my head, and I create scenarios in my head, and I think we all do that, of like, okay, what if, and mm-hmm. then you allow
we all do to yeah
take over your thoughts, and then it just, you know, it, you can shut it down. So for Thanksgiving, I had a scenario created in my head about something, and backstory to, I growing up and wanting to, you know, we all pick and we back and forth, and we, you know, you say these things and cut each other and do all those things as far as with words and things like that, bickering back and forth. But that used to be my thing. Like, hey, if you said something to hurt me, I'm going to hurt you more, which is you toxic, wrong, whatever you want to call it. I think a lot of people can resonate with that. What I have learned, and I'm still learning, is that that doesn't bode well for relationships. And neither does what I did on Thanksgiving, which is just completely shut down. So instead of, and we had this conversation, like, hey, this is what I'm used to doing. If I just be quiet and not say anything and give you the cold shoulder and give everyone a cold shoulder, I'm doing better than what I thought I would do. The problem is shutting that down like that causes issues too. And obviously caused issues with you and I on Thanksgiving. And, you know, I think we both said it. Hey, Thanksgiving was okay. Food was good. Thanksgiving was okay. And I just created that in my own mind. And, you know, the cold shoulder and the whatever was not good, and it's not good.
Yeah, so. it was definitely a. Like you said, I mean, the food was fine. It wasn't like Gordon Ramsay food. Like, it was just fine. No. It was just fine. But
everybody knows you cooked. So it was really good, y'all. She did a great job. The meat we actually ordered in, but everything else you made. So
he was like, I'm not going to like potatoes. I like boxed potatoes. I was like, boy, you're going to try these potatoes. And
they were good.
Thank you.
Real mashed potatoes. I do like those now. I like your mashed potatoes that you made.
So we had, I had my mom and her fiance, my son, and Josh and myself. And Josh was just not himself. He was just super quiet. And I looked at him and I'm like, what is going on? Because at this point, I'm like, this is a family event. We're all trying to have a good time. We all, bust our tail. This should be the time we just get to relax and enjoy and laugh and have a good time with each other. And here he is. And I told him, I was like, you are being a fucking baby. Like, I don't know what your problem is, but you're being a baby. So one of us had walked upstairs and, I think I was like, if you're going to be a baby, then you can just go. Like, you're not going to ruin my holiday. I have a whole different perspective on things. When you are unhappy for a long time, you're going to do whatever it is to protect your peace. So for me, when he's sitting here and he's pouting and he's being the way he's being, and I keep asking, like, what is going on or whatever, like, everything's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And I'm like, you know what? Bye. Like, go. Do not ruin my Thanksgiving. So we go upstairs, and when Josh and I get into any, I don't even want to, like, maybe just say disagreement or whatever. Josh loves to sit and talk about it for hours on end. Which is fine. That's who you are. I, on the other hand, am like, this is what it is. I say my piece. You say your piece. Let's acknowledge each other. Let's figure it out. And then we need to move on because life is too short and I got other shit to be doing. And he's like, I know. You don't have time for me. I'm like, no. I just don't have 16 hours to be talking about this. So we had gone upstairs for something and we start talking and I looked him in the eyes and I said, you are free to, you can go. You can go back to Virginia if you want, but you're not ruining my Thanksgiving. And I'm not sitting up here for 2 hours because my child will be leaving halfway through the day. And I'm not going to sit here to talk about our relationship when I can go spend some time with my kid. You're not taking that time away from me. You're not taking my holiday away from me. You need to get your shit sorted out, basically. Because I kept asking what is wrong, wanting to solve whatever problem, because I am that problem solver too. Like, if something's going on, I want to get right to the middle of it. Like, what's going on? How can we fix this? So eventually Josh left the next day because I was like, maybe we just need space. I'm like, we just need some space.
We ended up on the couch watching a movie with, your mom and all that stuff for the evening.
Yeah.
And obviously picked back up once they left.
And then the next day. I think it was the next day, you and I were talking and you just kept wanting to talk. And I was like, look, my mental capacity is full of talking 16 hours about the same thing. You need to tell me what it is. Let's get to the root of it and then let's move on. And so we were just like, okay, fine, whatever. He wanted to keep going. I was like, I still have to be a mom. I still have to work. I cannot do that. So it gets to a point where at the end of that night?
Friday.
I think
Maybe
so.
Friday?
Yeah.
No, Saturday, I think. Friday or Saturday.
I know. The days kind of ran together. Anyway, the end of the night, he comes back and we're talking. And as long as I can edit this part out if you want me to. But he was like, here's what it comes down to. I was a jerk when I was younger. I had controlling ways. I had this. I had that. And I don't want you to think less of me because of things that I did in my past, things that I did when I was younger. I'm not that same person. And I said, you don't understand. Like, that literally raises so many flags if I'm hearing that stuff and then you're like trying to, well, I didn't do that, or not necessarily I didn't do that, more so get quiet and you don't want to talk about it. that raises flags for me. I'm like, are you going to one day, if you quote unquote, you get me, right? And like, okay, now we're together. Now we're engaged. Now we're married. Are you going to then turn back into this person? So we had this conversation. He's like, Heather, I've never, and I'll let you speak about how you said things are not the same or situations.
I mean, situation is not the same. Obviously, with, you know, growing up, obviously, we're being a teenager, being 20s, 30s, and now 40s, I think we all learn at different intervals in life. Obviously, not having therapy, being young, kids, you know, relationships, and now being, you know, in my 40s and having gone through therapy and talking through, you know, us men don't, and I said it before, us men don't present or communicate very effectively. We just don't. That's just kind of the way we were raised to not do that. And a lot of the stuff is we just don't listen. So knowing what I knew that.
No, I was just just laughing in general.
You know what I'm saying, like, just we don't listen to people in general. We think
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's you guys are like,
we can do it on our own.
Yes,
we're on another level, right? We can do it on our own. So, and I just told you, like, hey, that's not the person that I want to be. I don't, if you say something to me that I may feel like it's cutting me down or whatever, it may just be directed to the point, because you're very directed to the point. It may hurt, but it doesn't mean you're quote unquote attacking, you're trying to cut me down. My thought process, and maybe a lot of people are like that too, is like, man, she's being, or he's being, whatever. That's just the perception, and that's just a difference in listening and hearing. So,
and then processing too of where is this coming from? Because you've told me that before. You're like, Heather, my delivery sucks. You're like, and so does yours sometimes, which, I mean, that's 100% true for everybody. I will attest to that. Yeah, there's times where I'm like, I got shit to do. Yep, that is that. Like, end of story, that's that. Like, let's move on. And you're like, but wait, let's talk about it. And I'm like, nope, I said what I said. Like, let's go. But yes, the delivery, but then you took a step back and you're like, I understand your delivery is your delivery, but you have a heart of gold. And I understand that nothing you're trying to say to me is coming from a malicious bone in your body. Like, you're not trying to do that. But then on the flip side, early on, I told Josh, I'm like, you don't fight fair. Like, I could say something to you or bring up an issue or whatever, and instantly the first thing you would say would be like, but you do that, or so-and-so does that, or the world does that. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about the world. Like, we're not talking about the world. We're talking about you and me, and how we are going to be to each other. So I think, you know, Thanksgiving brought up some old memories, some old things.
Sure.
And he made up this scenario of like, oh my God, you know, this is what's going to be said, or this is what's going to, she's going to take, and is she going to think I'm this jerk, or is she automatically going to come talk to me and be like, oh, is this who you are? And I will say there have been little things for Josh that I have noticed that he's trying to be controlling, like, very small. But I also have that personality that instantly when I see it, I'm like, bruh, you know you can't control me, right? And he's like, you're right.
But I think that that's part of the continued, like, yes, we have quote unquote known each other, you know, a year and a half or whatever, but we've had this conversation, know each other. We've been dating for 8 months and still getting to learn and communicating and learning and all those things, but trying to figure out how to, one, fight fairly, two, not fight, because look, we're going to disagree. People are going to disagree, but
the therapist says that. And you've said it. My therapist said it. You said it. That everyone is going to fight. Like, that's just going to happen. But it's
just going to happen.
How do you land softer on the other side of that argument?
Yep.
So
yep.
If you're in there and you're in the thick of it, when you're done, are you still like, fuck that dude, or, you know, whatever? Or are you, okay, you know what? We both are understanding each other now. We might not like it, but we understand it, and we've landed in a softer spot. So sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you've said that before. My therapist has said that. I want to make sure that we have that conversation. Because getting to know someone, especially in the capacity that we are, like, we're together a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a lot I've not been with someone for over 5 years. So to have someone come into my space, even like come into your place, coming into your space, there's something there, you know?
Yeah. So I think it's just a matter of learning it and communicating it and understanding that you're going to disagree. But, and you said it just now, like when you would say, "Hey Josh, this hurt my feelings," or this, "you did this," or "you did that." My automatic response was, "Hey, but I feel the same way."
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, I don't know. You could tell me if I'm wrong, and maybe few and far between, but it was never as a, I know how it was taken, but my heart to say, "Hey, well, you're doing the same thing," accusatory. It was more of like, "Hey, I feel the same way." And we had that conversation like, "Hey, if you felt that way a month ago and I'm feeling that way now, don't come back at me a month and go, 'Hey, I felt like that then.'" Mm-hmm. You need to address it then. If I hurt your feelings a month ago, then I want you to be upfront and honest with me and go, "Hey, this made me feel a certain kind of way." Don't wait till it's the shoe is reversed and then go, "Well, hold on a second, you did this to me a month ago." Because clearly I'm not over that, or you're not over that, or whoever's listening, you're not over that. Don't use it as a weapon to try to get the playing field even. You've got to get that stuff out there up front. Do it in a constructive, positive way, which we're at that. I mean, we had some great conversation on Sunday. Was it Sunday? Like, mm-hmm. about, "Hey, this is how this made me feel." And me, and you know this, but now everybody else is going to know this, I don't like to hurt feelings. That's my thing. So me trying to tell you, babe, that, "Hey, you said this earlier today and it really cut me," whether it cut me a paper cut or whether it cut me to the core, I don't want her to feel like, you to feel like that I'm coming, quote unquote, coming down on you. But there's a way to say that, like, "Hey, you made me feel a certain kind of way," and then let you say, "Hey, I was," and we had those conversations. "Hey, this is why I said it," or "This is why I did it. Man, I didn't really know it would hurt like that. That's my bad." And to me, that first conversation, and I'll tell you this for the first time, you probably could see to my face, that was tough for me to do.
Yeah.
Because I knew that if I was coming here, and you just said it, "Josh is a baby, Josh was pouting, Josh was saying he's needy." Now all of a sudden, if I'm coming to you going, "Hey, that hurt my feelings," it's like, "Oh geez, here he goes." Now all of a sudden his feelings got to worry about. No, it's the delivery and the way to say it.
Right.
And we had the conversation, worked it out Sunday, all that stuff, great day, all that. And we kind of digressed a little bit at night. You're like, "How did that make you feel?" Once we had that conversation, I'm like, it felt good. And you're like, "See, there's a way for us to come at each other, even if it's hurtful that was done to us, to come at and say, 'Hey, let's kind of work on this,' or let somebody else."
Because I don't think you've ever had that in your past. And that's not a slam on anyone. Because when you get two stubborn people together or two passionate people together, you're going to butt heads. And we butted heads in the beginning of like the disagreements or whatever. It was like, "Come on, bro," because we will go toe to toe. And Josh laughs about it because I'm like, this girl is not backing down. So I think that in the past.
Do I.
Right. Do no, I. Absolutely not.
And it's like,
not
digging the heels in. And we're both, and before you go with that, somebody, I watched a quote the other day that said, somebody said, if you're in an argument, this is with friends, spouse, whatever, if you are in an argument and you win the argument, but you lose the relationship, you both lost. You both lost. So the point is, you don't need to win an argument in a relationship. It's about, like you said, landing softer on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who's right. It doesn't really matter who wins, because there's not really a winner. It's about
growth. But that's growth.
That's
growth, because I guarantee you, if your exes heard you, they'd be like, "Who the fuck is this dude?" And like, even so,
who is that? That's Josh.
Like, time out. Well, and I had the conversation. I actually had a conversation with his mom, and we were talking through some things. And I said, "You know, I think it's different when you find someone that you truly deep down love and you're mature, because there's something to be said about that too. Loving someone, okay, but honestly loving someone deep down and you're mature about it and you want to change for that person. Because Josh is not a feet person. Josh is not, I'll rub your back or whatever. But that man's like, put your feet up. Come on, I'll rub your feet. Let me rub your back. Let me rub your hair. You know, and I do this little thing to him. And he just literally will, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. But it's and you're right. Like, you, when you find that person, you'll do things that you never thought you'd do. You'd express yourself in ways that you never thought you'd do. You feel you do all of those.
You protect them in a different way. Like, you don't, you feel horrible when you hurt their feelings. Like, mm-hmm. it's different. Yeah. But I also am saying maturity on that part too. Not just like world life maturity, yeah. but emotional maturity as well. Of like, oh shoot, what did I just do? And be able to take a step back. I am a give me a second type person. Because I used to be, I'll be in your face. We will keep going toe to toe until one of us loses, and then we'll be done. Now, I'm like, you're going to have to give me a second. But Josh is not give me a second. I am give me a second. Josh is like, I'm going to follow behind you. I'm going to try to hug on you. I'm going to try and turn your face. I'm going to try and, hey, look at me. Hey, that is Josh. And I'm like, boy, if you don't get up out of my face for 1 second, I just need a second. Give me a second. And so he's had to learn that with me, and I've had to learn that with him, that I need to show him some grace. If I'm at a point where I'm like, I need that second, and I know that, then I stick with it. But if I'm like, give me a second, my second might be quicker if I know he desperately needs.
Right. But I think that's reading because there's been multiple times when you're like, I need a minute, and I can see it in your eye. If you actually need that minute, and
just one eye or both eyes?
It's that left eye. That left eye
kind of twitches a little bit. Okay.
Right, it twitches like he better get up out of my face. No, but I think I can see it in your eye when you actually need that. When you need that minute, that 5 minutes, or that, hey, I'm going to go walk around the block, or I'm going to go to the store, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I can also see it when you're just like, that stubbornness, that independence, that, hey, I really just need you to love on me and nurture me, or baby me for a second. Y'all, she's a baby too, I'm just saying. And I love to baby her. But you have that, there are times when you're just like, I need a minute. And I can see in your eye, I'm like, no, she doesn't. She needs me to come over and just put my arms around her and let her cry, or let her yell, or let her be frustrated. But that's taken learning too. Mm-hmm. And felt if you... And ladies too, but if you miss that, it could be bad.
And that was bad. It was bad during Thanksgiving because I needed the minute, and you misread the cue. And Josh is trying to look at me, turn my face. Just look at me. Just look at me. I'm like, motherfucker, get out of my. Give me 1 second. But I wasn't even like that strong. I was just like, I don't want to look at you. Like, I was just being a baby. I'm like, I don't want to look at you. And he's like, but I want to. I want
to. Needed me to stay there. It was the baby that's like, stop. Like, I need you to just walk.
And you misread that completely. And I'm like, I finally gave you this look, and you were like, because you turned my face, and I was like, I don't want to look at you right now. Like, and I think everyone out there can attest to this. There's a point where you're just like, I'm over all of it. Just give me a second. Yeah. And I was at that point. And so it was funny because when you had turned me, I just gave you that look. I'm like, dude. Don't do that.
I ducked because the laser beams flew out of your eye.
Well, when you pulled me, I was like, are we joking right now? Now, you started off by like trying to swivel my chair, and we were both laughing about it, you trying to swivel my chair. But then when you... I was like, you have to be gentle. Like, I'm fragile. Josh is a bull in a china shop.
Yes, you are fragile.
Josh is a bull in a china shop, you guys. Seriously. Seriously. He'll literally, I'll be standing there, and he tries to pick something up and, like, steps on me. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. His phrase to me the most is, I love you. And the second one, oh, babe, sorry. Oh, babe, I'm sorry. Those are the two most words that he speaks to me consistently. The other thing is, he's clumsy. And I tell him, I just started counting. Like, when he does something, he's
like, I'm nervous. I'm not one in my 42 years on this planet would ever say, Josh is clumsy. Like, he's so smooth. Like, he can multitask and do all these things. You're the only person that ever says I'm clumsy because you make me nervous.
Well, I just have now started counting. And Sunday morning, he's sitting there. in the chair, turns over to say something to me, and literally kicks his entire fresh full cup of coffee all over the floor. He's like, fine, number 63. I'll take it.
Here's the thing. To me, and I know we laugh at it, and you did give me props for that. And I think when we talked to my mom on Sunday, too, she did the same thing.
Yeah, I told her. I was like, he probably would have lost his shit several years back.
Yes. I would have been mad at myself. And I told you, and I told my mom, I would have figured out how to blame the coffee, the cup. I'd have blamed the dog. I'd have somehow figured out how it was your fault, but I kicked it over and I'm like, jeez, that sucks. Like,
which was like, amazing growth for you. And I laughed. So I do think it's not, we've talked about this part too. It's delivery, right? So yeah. Kudos to you and your growth for not being that way, but it's also reaction. So I didn't say, I laughed. The second you kicked it over, you're like, that sucks. I literally busted out laughing.
Yo,
and I think
coffee everywhere.
Oh, it was everywhere. And I think if I would have been annoyed or miffed or said something, I think your then secondary reaction would have been different. And you'd probably been like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then what about this? Like, I think you would have acted a little bit differently.
I'd have beat myself up, and then I'd have made an quote unquote an excuse for, like, I always do this. I can't believe I do this. But it was like, you know what? You laughed. I was like, okay, number 63. Like, I don't know what we're counting to.
And we literally, it was the funniest freaking thing. And I try to do that with my son because he'll do something. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, shit happens, dude. Like, we make mistakes. It's fine. Well, I'm just so sorry. Now, are there days where I might be like, don't do that because that's going to happen. And I'll say it three times and it still happens. And I'm like, ugh. You know, I'm absolutely. I think people do.
Ahead, y'all.
But
not
I think that we kind of, not I shouldn't, no, not kind of, we got down to the nitty gritty of saying, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. There were things that week after week, I don't want to say it that way, like, oh my God, every single week he had something, but there were things a week here or a week there or whatever. It was like, this is a struggle. I see you doing this. I don't like it. That's hard for me to take this, or that's hard for whatever. Like September. Hey, why are you coming at me this way? Why are you feeling the need to be so needy when you lay down with me, you wake up with me, you know, you're here with me, you're there with, like, I don't understand. And you went and you talked to your therapist about it and you worked on the things that you felt you needed to work on. Now, I will say this, because Josh's mom asked me this question. I also, even though I'm the more vocal one, I still go into my therapy sessions, whether Josh says, hey, that bothered me or not. Josh has not given me a lot of things like, that bothers me, you need to work on that. I still do it anyway on my own. I still go in and I say, okay, here was a conversation that him and I had. I don't like this, so why don't I like that? He's this way, why don't I like it? So meanwhile, he's over there working on what he needs to work on. I'm working on, well, why do I feel that way? I'm not liking it. So I think when you have two people that are genuinely trying to make a choice, they love each other, there is just something different. There is just, this man has some hold on me that is different than anyone has ever had. Again, I don't know if it's the age. I don't know if it's the age, the maturity, this is just the right one, or the combination of all of it. I don't know. I just know that anytime I've told him I wanted space, I don't know, maybe once I didn't, but anytime I've told him I wanted space, it's literally like, okay, I miss him. The thought of him not being here for this, or the thought of that, like, that hurts my heart. But also having that very independent, if he goes, he goes. Like, it is what it is. You know, at the end of the day, if this doesn't work out, life still has to go on. I still have a kid to take care of. That's just how it's going to have to be. Yeah. So I think having that independent mindset of, that scares Josh, knowing I can just switch it off and on like that. He's like, well, that scares me and I don't like that. And I'm like, you have to understand, when we, as independent people, it's like survival of the fittest. You're like, okay, well, this happened, so we move on, and then we have to go do X, Y, and Z. It's not that we'll move on to another person. It's just, okay, well, you know what? I ain't got time for that. I got time for the next. Like,
and you, like you said, you, two points. You said you vocalize it more. You're like, hey, this is what bothers me, this, 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 and this. I have those things too. I just don't verbalize them to you because I didn't want to hurt feelings.
Right.
I would say stuff to my therapist. Hey, how can I address? How can I act and react? But what we've learned, obviously, and you and I have talked to, was like, hey, just tell me. Come at me gentle.
Yep.
Come at me soft.
That's it right there.
Come at me.
Yep.
Come at me and say, hey, if I hurt your feelings, if I made you feel a certain kind of way, tell me. I want to know that because I can't learn and I can't move forward and I cannot.
That's what I said.
Do these things for 5 months.
Yeah.
And if it bothers you every time, I'm never going to know. And you're just going to get hurt every time. You got to come at me gently and do that.
Yeah. And I think that was good on your end receiving that because it was like, sure. I feel like if your exes were to hear this, they'd be like, Josh, gentle? Like, wait, what? Timeout.
Dude, forget exes. You talk about family. You talk about friends. You talk about people in the life because there's a, and like you said, it's a drastic change, you know, for you and for me. Because obviously we talk to your family, your friends too.
Right. I was going to bring up my family and what they've said about me and how I have changed on certain things too. But I mean, they just straight up were like, Josh, I've never seen this woman show any PDA to anyone in her 48 years of life. So obviously there's something different. So both of our families see that there is some difference. It's not just about you. Like, there are differences here. But I genuinely, when I come to you and say, hey, I need you to work on this or that, and I'm working on myself, it's genuinely because I want us to be in a better spot. It's not that I'm like, well, he's wrong and he's a piece of shit and I'm right. It's not that at all. It's, hey, if we're going to grow together and be together and this person's going to be in my son's life and he's going to be an example for my son, these are things that we need to make sure we can figure out. And the key for us was the approach, no matter who it is. And we're still going to, because I looked at you on Sunday night and, you know, we're laying there and I was like, okay, are we done doing that? Are we done with whatever? And you're like, no. And I looked at you and you're like, it's going to happen from time to time. And I'm like, oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. But I think, and I think people should take this out of it. One, communication, just from what we've said from second one, communication, hard communication with whatever your love language is, whatever, you know, things resonate with you of, hey, I like this, I don't like that. You need to have those, but you need to come soft and gentle, because if you don't like something and you are literally beating the other person down about it and saying, well, I don't like this, and you wait until an argument and then bring it up, you're not hearing all of that. It's literally like, well, I'm being attacked. And then the other thing is hearing the other person, because when we would talk with our very first arguments, I was like, fuck this guy. Like, he does not fight fair, literally wants to turn stuff around. I'm not even talking about me. I didn't even do that. Like, what is going on? I think hearing, because now when I say something, the approach is a little bit different, but it's also, I'm explaining it a little bit different. And I always have done this though. I'm like, does that make sense to you? I always ask people that.
I hear it differently too. I hear it differently.
Right.
And you hear it differently. So, and understanding too, my second point to that is kind of goes in that is just process, like processing those things. I process to a fault quickly. And I say to a fault because that doesn't always bode well.
Well, you process quickly and quick to verbalize it. Like, it's like you want to word vomit it out. And I'm like, babe, you didn't even put that in your brain before you gave me a rebuttal. Like, you didn't even listen to what I said. I'm like, can you pause for 1 second? Let it just tink in your brain for a second.
That's the word for my therapist too, is just pause. Because you process things, and I say slowly, but it's dependent on the thing, dependent on the issue, dependent on whatever. You process slowly for me. Not saying that it's right, not saying it's wrong.
No, you're right. I've learned to take one breath or whatever, like let it sink in for a second, and
Sometimes it's more than one breath.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, for you, it's like a nanosecond. So for my 2 minutes, it's like 16 years for you. And you're like, what's she going to say? But yes, we did learn. We process things differently. But then we also, our process is different. But then our closure is different, too.
Right.
Like, I'm like, okay, we're done. Let's go have ice cream and cake. And you're like, but I'm still needing to talk 6 hours. I'm like, we're going to have to come to some compromise because we just cannot keep doing this. Like, we have life. We have children, we have events, we have this, we have that. So I love the fact that we've been able to come through so many things on, you know, disagreements or whatever is on the communication side and saying, okay, we are landing on a softer spot. We are learning more about each other. And I'm thankful that you're willing to listen and to hear and then work on. And I know I'm on the same end. Like, I'm in there, okay, well, why do I feel this way? Why did that bother me? Why couldn't I just do this? Or, you know, what about that? So when I go into my sessions, which I try to go weekly, but it doesn't happen every week. Like, it's realistically probably two times a month or whatever. But it's one of those things that I am not thinking I'm right about everything either. I know us independent people can think we have the answer to everything, that we're right about everything. That's not the case. And when there is a discussion or disagreement, I do try to handle it quickly and move on, but I still in my head am like, okay, if this comes up again, how could I handle this differently? So I'm not thinking like, well, he's the whole problem and he's this and he's that. But I will say from someone who didn't want a relationship from jump at all, when I hear things, or I don't even want to say when I hear things, when flags get raised, it instantly puts walls, because we talked about him breaking walls down. It instantly, you talk about, I had walls that were 5 foot. They instantly 10-foot walls go up, and I'm like, hold up, stop 1 second, alert, alert, intruder. Let me figure this out.
Ranger danger.
Exactly. Then I take a step back, and I'm like, hold on, what has he shown me? Because if I go around to my family, to my friends, to my exes, to my whatever, and I go up to them now at 48, and they're like, well, you're just the same way. Well, no, I'm really not. I'm not the same as in my 20s. I'm not the same as whatever. Yes, the stuff you did probably pissed me off, and I probably reacted and was probably, you know, right back at you, or I probably started. I don't know what, all of the above. But it's not fair for me to say he is this 23-year-old or 26-year-old or whatever. That's not fair for me to say that, because he hasn't shown me personally that. And that's a hard thing to do, because you want to say, okay, well, so-and-so is saying you were a jerk, you know, several years back or whatever, but yet you haven't shown me that. So that's hard, because you're like, hold on a second. This is like a mental game that you play with yourself. Is this person going to turn into that after so long? Is this person just pulling the wool over my eyes? Were they just love bombing me? And then this, what was it? You know, and Josh and I have had every single conversation that we've talked about right here on this podcast, today's podcast, we have had these conversations. And I'm like, I don't want to make another mistake. So I literally am being super protective of myself, but more importantly, of my child.
Yep.
And Josh has never treated him poorly, never raised his voice at him, just has not done that at all, like at all. Because early on, we had the conversation about how Josh felt his parents were tough on him and Josh was tough on his kids. And there was a parenting moment when he got done with his kid. I was his son. I was like, I think you need to lighten up
relax.
A little bit. Yeah, I was like, you need to relax.
Relax. And I think that's obviously we talked about that before, but that was a huge moment for me to be able to, not that, and it's that whole thing of where the relationship is the right person. It's like people have told me before, like, hey, you know, and we've all had that, right? Oh, you were too hard on him or her. Or, hey, you weren't hard enough on them. I'd have done that. So you have both sides of the coin. But when you have somebody that you love and respect, and that's even early on. I mean, obviously we were friends first, so I loved you then differently than I love you now, respected you then, you know, that I even still respect you now even more. But going, hey, you know, you could probably do this, or have you thought about this, because I see this. Mm-hmm. That happens everywhere. So it's not just in the parenting world. It's like, hey, how do you approach your ex or your family or your friend or your business colleagues or people you deal with on, like, all of those things? We all see things like that in a different perspective. And we've had that conversation with,
because I have that perspective with you when it comes to my ex. Like, I don't think, I mean, sometimes I guess we can think like guys, but for the most part, I don't think that way. And you brought it to me like, hey, don't feel as though you need to control that situation or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not. This is my thought process. And you're like, okay, I understand that. But also look at it from this standpoint.
This is how, as a dad, as whoever thinks about this, and you're
And it's not just about, Heather has the answers. It's literally a give and take in this relationship, and he'll bring something up to me and I'm like, I never thought of it that way. And the fact that we're able to have this conversation, and I can genuinely, and I know he knows this, when he tells me this, it's like I do stop and I'm looking him dead in the eyes and I'm soaking up every single word he's saying, because this stuff is new for me, and I respect that side of it. Because he's like, yeah, but I felt this way when this happened, and I'm sure he feels that way when this happens. And I'm like, huh.
Well, you see it from a woman lens and a mom lens. Mm-hmm. And then I see it from a dad lens and a man lens. Not that it's right or wrong, but it's just seeing it different perspectives. And you're not going to know.
But seeing it from you, someone that I love and respect, seeing that from you, I'm like, you know, or hearing that from you, I take that differently than maybe someone else that might say it. You know, like a random person or whatever, like, well, you're doing this. Yeah, but no, you don't know my heart behind it. So it's almost like you're able to see my heart behind it, but you're also able to give me that other perspective, you know, on things too. So I appreciate that we're able to continue to communicate. And I will say, every time we get into a disagreement, especially the big ones, I feel like we come out so much softer on that other side, that literally what sucks is when you have to leave. Neither of us want to leave each other. And then it's like, it sucks. I mean, that part sucks. Yeah. But neither of us want to take time away. Like, we don't want to be absentee parents either, you know? So we understand that. Us being the adults and understanding it sucks that we're not there with each other. And until we can figure something out that makes the most sense for everybody, we just got to keep doing what we're doing for now. Yeah. So,
well, and keep the same thing. I mean, we've like you said, we've said it since the jump, and that communication word is huge. It has so many different arms and legs to it, and it communication in person, communication on the drive, communication when we're in different states about
even
everything.
The dog agrees. Kodak's agreeing on all of that.
What's going on. But I mean,
you're right. I mean, it's the constant communication, but it's also the ability to learn how to deliver, how to accept, how to process all of those things. But I agreed with what you said the other night. Nothing's going to be perfect. We're not going to get along all the time, which is fine. But this is very much a real relationship.
Yeah, y'all, this is, somebody told me, and I know, and we have whatever you want to end it, or we can keep going, I don't care.
Baby, we got to end it, because people are going to fall asleep.
True. This is good stuff, though. People have been missing this. But somebody said it the other day, and I think you've heard it on your end, we're just real. Like, we're very real online, and we're very real live, we're very real videos, we're very real here when it comes to the podcast. And share, yes, we have stuff that's us that we deal with and we talk about. We don't share it all, but share enough to let folks know that, hey, this is real.
Right.
We're real, but we're doing it to help people through it. We've gone through it, like you said. We've gone through it. We've gotten past it.
But that's the important part, is we're not putting it out there as we go through it. Because for me, I'll speak on my part, I do not want the extra opinions, right? Because even after this podcast, someone's going to feel a certain way about you. Someone's going to feel a certain way about me. Yep. It is what it is. But
we don't care.
I mean, no, because we're probably not saying every last detail of it. We might be missing something or whatever.
Right.
Neither of us is better than the other. Neither of us is whatever. It's just, we are navigating through this relationship that is very public after we tried to sort through certain things. So, no, were we going to do a podcast Sunday? Were we going to do a podcast Thanksgiving night? Absolutely not. But these were some of the things. And, you know, I know people are like, oh, well, it's all Heather. And it's fun and games, and it's fine, and that's totally fine. But I think people now know, well, yes, she's independent. Yes, she's this. I am very protective of my peace. I don't like drama. I don't like all of, you know, these extra pieces and moving parts. I don't like it. And I think that scared the shit out of you when you're like, oh, wait a minute, these people are gonna say I'm a dick or I'm this or I'm that, and she doesn't like that stuff, and she's not gonna put up with it. She's gonna be like, bye. Like, if that's she's just gonna say bye. So I know that was something that we kind of needed to you know, go through, sort through all of that and not hear it. Because look, I've been on live feeds, or I've been whatever, people are like, oh, you dump him yet? I know it's not going to last. I know this, I know that. Does that stuff get to me like, oh, I should probably listen to what they're saying? No, but I don't ever want to have a weak moment where I put something out there and we're not done going through it, and then I get all these people like, well, you should just this or you should just that. I don't want to do that and have a weak moment and then that, you know, sway my decision or factor in anything. Yeah. So that's why I'm patient. That's why we are patient when it comes to saying certain things. I think everyone can see that we love each other. I hope everyone knows that we both are hoping this lasts forever. And
absolutely,
you know, that's kind of where we are. But I feel like I don't want to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Not that I feel you are a mistake, but we're referencing like divorces or choices or whatever. I don't want. Okay, let me rephrase that. Because that sounds kind of shitty about exes. So let me not say that. Let me apologize. That's not what I mean. I don't want to make another decision that ends up in the same result. So let's say that. Not a mistake. Right. Nothing is a mistake. Right. Let's not do that. What I mean. So I am very, very sorry about saying that. What I mean is I don't want to make another decision that results in the way that a past marriage might have. So if I am looking through with a fine tooth comb of this, and this, nope, I can't have that because that ultimately led to this demise. I don't want to do that. That is what I'm being patient on. Do I love Josh? Yeah. Absolutely. Does he love me differently than I've ever been? Absolutely. The way he looks at me, the way he wants to take care of me, this man wants to take care of me like no other, all of those things. Have I had someone want to take care of me in the past? Yes, but this is just, it's just different. So I'm being patient because I don't want to make that same choice, but I also don't want to hurt anyone in the process.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing. And, you know, we're talking divorce, or you talk friendship, like you have your friendship circle. When the friendship circle gets blown up, divorce happens. Mm-hmm. It's not just those two people. It affects
it's everything. Yeah.
That ripple effect of a broken relationship, romantic, not romantic, married, friends, whatever it is, coworkers, whatever, that ripple effects, it affects more than just the two people. And when you have kids involved,
I was going to say, and the kids, yeah.
So yeah, that's the reason why the filter's wrong.
and we'll get there. I mean, and I have my days where I'm like, yep, I would say yes. And then I have my days where I'm like, I just don't know, you know. And part of that, I think, is normal and natural of just being a little scared. I think that's normal. And I do.
Well, to be fair, and I know you just said it, like, hey, I'm all in. And some days I'm not. Y'all, don't put it all on her that, you know, she's not the one that's in the 100%. So I obviously think through those things too. Am I the same thing she says? Love me the same, different, love me, all of those things. Yes. But I'm like, hey, let's go. Like I'm 100% in, like, let's go. And there are some days I'm like, this woman, or how about, so I still like,
wait, what do we say to each other? What do we say to each other all the time? I love you, but you're a pain in my butt, or what do we? No. It's I love you, but boy, you stress me out.
Yeah. But I think I don't want to put it all on, you know, you that you're like, hey, because I, you know, you gave me the floor to say, hey, why? I'm like, hey, I make sure you're ready.
Yeah.
It's not just the fact that it's not you. I'm sitting out here like, oh, I'm ready. I'm just waiting on her. So I think there's a whole thought process for myself too. Yes, I am probably more ready than you, but I don't know. But I think that depends on the day. I still have my days. Not that I know, not that I think that I don't want to be with you or not going to be with you or not going to do all those things, but it's still a thought process of like, okay, are we ready? Mm-hmm. Am I ready? And then is she ready? So we'll put that all on you because I have those days too. So,
right.
Well,
at least we have
that good fight.
We put it out there of why the 2 weeks did not happen.
Yeah.
Who knows? You never know.
Because it's a filter, y'all. Because it's a filter.
You never know. It could be in 2 days. It could be in 3 weeks. You just.
I mean, the other filter that we didn't talk about is like wedding in 2024. We're not even to 2024 yet. So, I mean, that still, I guess, could be technically right. But
and on that note, you guys, we're out.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.